You're about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
I said, spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. This is an exciting time to be alive. This is a great year. It's like 2020. And we are now entering 2020 with a bang. We're going to make things happen because we don't give a dang. See how I throw that in there? I am ready to rock and roll. I'm doing both of them. But while I'm doing both of them, I think I'm going to try to minimize the length of our introduction, because during our pregame talk, people were saying that our introduction is a little long. But they've been saying that since we've been here, and it seemed like they would learn that I have to get this off my chest. I have to expound, because when I introduce the crew, they start talking and taking away all my airtime and my microphone. But, you know, I am not a man on the island by myself. So let's introduce the crew. In my peripheral vision, we have the man. He is known because he's homeschooled and he owns a boat. And I just made some of that up. He is Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, as always, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy. It's taken a while, but I'm finally ready for the holidays.
Yes.
Or it's too early.
You'll be all right. That's okay. And the man making the music go through your eardrums. You hear that? Doom, da doom. That is the man known as PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I have a beef.
Where is the beef?
No, I have a beef. You know, we've been doing this show for 8 years now.
Sherry Gamey.
And it's the entire 8 years it's been called The Spike on the Mic Show. And so, I would think that the reason we are here is Spike.
Right?
That's all I got to say. Go on with your stupid show.
All right, well then, we'll continue on with that adjective of a show. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason.
Oh, God.
One reason only.
Don't say it. Don't. Come on.
And that is the next sound you hear. We like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like a guy who knows there's a special game tonight where the couple of college teams are going to be passing the old pigskin around.
Special game?
Yeah, man. It's got a big special game. And
you are
they're
going
to be tossed, moving that
authority.
Old pigskin.
Yeah.
You are now our sports guy.
Yeah. There's a
really
of sports.
Exciting, some action on the old gridiron.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I understand that. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later in the show. But you know who's sitting directly in your peripheral vision?
Who?
That is the man who knows it all. We like to call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like stank to fingers after eating barbecue ribs.
Hold on a second. Why does
that's not a stank so
yeah,
much.
That's a good stank.
Oh, yeah. No, it didn't have to be a bad stank. It's just stank.
It is stank, yeah.
And it sticks on there.
But it is delicious stank.
Yeah, really.
I had that stank on my fingers right now.
We don't know what that stank
is. You want to suck his fingers?
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Wish I'd have eaten some barbecued ribs earlier.
Right, where are we going now?
Listen, this is always a fan favorite. The people like and love her.
Oh, gosh.
And she is not bad, except if you're looking at her. That is the beautiful, the lovely Miss Monica. Miss Monica, how you sticking?
I am sticking to White Claws because vodka will fuck me up.
Whoa.
Yes, it is.
It's a podcast. I'm allowed to swear.
Are you sucking on White Claws because it's the in thing to do and all the kids are doing it?
Do I look like a follower?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing it because it keeps me out of trouble. It affects me differently than liquor.
Oh.
Also, I have a comment. I know we have one more thing. Really quick.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Why?
20 minutes intro.
Okay, your intro and the whole introduction, okay,
right.
You put a lot of work into it. Solid production. No complaints there.
Oh, yeah.
My question is, if you're going to announce the show and have a studio audience applause built into it,
sure.
Into it,
right.
Why is it so? You need a big one. It's like, yay.
No,
you need
because
one.
We don't.
Yeah.
No,
I'm trying to be realistic.
We're not faking.
I'm
it.
In yeah, charge of this sound. Yeah.
I was really let down by
it. It's kind of like when a woman
wait.
Makes it.
No, I also have this one.
Yeah.
See?
No, I have this one.
That one's better. That's the one I want to hear.
Isn't that the one we use?
That is the one we use.
Actually, we use real studio audience.
You need screaming. Naked chicks.
No.
Oh, naked chicks?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone's eyes. Everyone just made what?
All right. Yeah,
yeah, really, yeah, really.
Suddenly, I want to applaud.
Yeah, really.
See?
All right. So, in rounding out this award-deserving show here, this is why we're going to go to the next level, because we're going to know where we're going, the next level. This is back again. Not the first time. So, she is not new to the show, but she is great when she's always on. This is my friend and yours, the beautiful, lovely Miss Janet Skiales. Janet, welcome back to the show. How you been sticking?
Yay! I've been sticking like a...
Wait. Wait till the crowd calms down.
They didn't do that for me.
I borrowed them from Donald Trump.
Wait, and you know, I have to mention that Janet was first here in this month in 2015.
I thought I was here when you first.
That was the last time you were here?
Joe, no.
Why don't you invite a girl more often?
I've been doing this since.
Yeah, since you were 22.
You may have come in 14.
I still want to know how Janet's sticking,
right? I'm sticking like a duck on a June bug.
How is that?
Yeah, explain that.
They stick to it, man. June bugs are what ducks love to eat.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is absolutely true.
Well, this is the duck man.
No, he's a bee man.
And a duck man.
Yeah, he is a duck man.
Very versatile.
A former pig man.
Toss a June bug anywhere near a duck.
Yeah, they'll be all over it.
Okay. Wow.
Listen, being from the streets.
Yeah.
You don't know what a duck or a June bug is.
I don't know the June bug. My cousin was named June bug. I got a cousin named June bug.
Yeah, but that's
keep
just
the ducks away
he was
from
crazy.
Him. Yeah, keep the ducks away from him.
Yeah.
June bug was, he always come to the house, and matter of fact, he's hanging out and keeping our grass cut in Daytona houses. Yeah, well, nice June bug done punked around. I ain't effing with June bug right now.
First
Sorry
one
if
there
June
on
bug.
January 1st, isn't he?
Yeah, what does that mean, first one here on January 1st?
He was just saying this is her first appearance of the year, and the last time she was here was 2015.
It just meant
No, not the last time she was here, but he said the first time. But I thought
she was here in January, January.
I'm sure it wasn't
2015.
Sure it wasn't. I know you go back to the record. So
I did go back to the record.
He is our historian.
I
started out when we
record.
Were at the pinball with the
hold up
pinball
the
bowling alley. Yeah,
yeah.
No, you've been here.
That was
I've been here, but I started out.
That was 2015.
This is probably like
how long the show been on? Because that's too long.
He said 8 years. Were you not listening?
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second. Wait.
I don't listen to this crap.
2011.
2011. It was just him and a
making
couple,
shit happen.
Couple of pals, wherever.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the origin of the show was we were going to different bars,
right?
And we were just going to set up there and just talk about what's going on.
But then no bars would have it.
Yeah.
So
I listened to the earliest show that I have.
Wow,
which I think
crap.
Was your fourth show. I enjoyed it. Yeah,
were you
I listened
drunk?
To it
you
today.
High?
Yeah, exactly. See,
no, it was earlier
I am
today.
Smart, you hear that?
I heard.
I am a wealth, a cornucopia, or lot.
My God, you said that right.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I couldn't land the...
But it didn't make any sense. A wealth of cornucopia? That doesn't...
Well, it was comma, a cornucopia. So it was a wealth, comma, a cornucopia.
I think we're missing the point.
So is it a cornucopia, a cornucopia now? Or is it a cornucopia now? Or is it a cornucopia...
I was just impressed. I think it was something Spike learned yesterday. He says, how can I use this? And he had to make sure he did it.
No, he's used it before.
In the first 9 minutes and 52 seconds.
Okay, listen, the show hasn't started because we still have some housekeeping we need to do.
What? Which ones?
We have to... at least talk about why we're here. We talk about here. We're here, Janice.
No, Janet. We talk about things.
Right. I'm going to tell you.
Hold on real quick, because it's Janet.
Oh, it ain't Janice?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's
she
never
is
been
your
Janet.
Guest. You and don't even is, know her name.
He corrects them all the time.
The key is.
And you would think after this many years.
Yeah, and I only say that because her website is her name. Yeah. And if she's calling her Janice.
Yeah. And people want to go to the.
Yeah. I know.
And if there's one person at this table who gets offended when they don't get their name right, it's the person who calls everyone by the wrong
yeah,
name.
Yeah, I hate that.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but.
Yeah, it's a spook. Go ahead.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah.
You need to look at your hat there, Brian.
Yeah, really. Sheesh.
Was that the same thing I made?
I meant Spike. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not laughing at that.
But in my defense, if you look at your text,
and I'm glad I didn't
if you look at your, if, in my defense, if you look at your text that I've sent you, I've never mentioned your name.
No. You never do.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
So how do you have her in your phone?
That Lisa. Lady.
I got it as a star goddess.
Oh, okay.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's get it
how
right.
How you know, come on, show us. How many Lisas are
I
in your phone?
I got a prediction about tonight's game.
But they have extra stuff to them.
Sure.
Like
yeah.
Lisa the star.
Right.
Lisa, right. The girl over there.
Yeah.
But hold on. You made me forget my point.
You had a point?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, okay.
It had to do with Janice and Janet.
Yeah. Which one is it?
Janet.
Remember, okay, she talks about the planet.
Janet.
The planet.
I'm in
so
now.
Janet.
Never to forget it again.
Planet. Never. You will never
I wish you would have told me that 5, 6, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Then we'd have been.
Sure. All right. Bill said that every time we've done the show.
Yes. Yes.
So, listen. Let me explain to you. We hear what we do. We talk about three things.
Oh, yeah. What do you think that is?
The past, the present, and the future.
Yes.
Oh, that was fun.
Voice of reason.
I never do that.
Yeah.
I never do that.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about. See, and what we do, we get our daily exercise in, too. Pelvic thrust
excited.
Included.
Now, we had a lot of participation.
Right. And also, we have to do this. Go ahead,
Steve
right quick.
Steve never does it either.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors real quick.
Oh, sponsors. All right. Go ahead. I pressed it. Oh, here we go.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Which is good to know because race is about to start in February.
Daytona is coming up next
month. Starting February, that date.
Daytona 500.
All right. Also, if you guys want to participate and play, you can always give us a call.
Don't give the number.
At 813-699-3900. We would love for you to call because we are a caller-driven show.
813-699-3900.
Monica, we're a caller-driven show.
I don't think you know what that means.
Yeah.
No, what happens is the callers clear. Call.
No, the show is silent until callers because let's just get to 8 o'clock already.
Yeah, exactly.
No, callers.
Let's just stop now.
Janet with a T. Yes. The callers drive the show, you know.
Oh yeah,
we're here.
Where are they?
We got them on hold.
You've never heard the guy that calls up and flushes the toilet.
Quality.
My favorite guy is the beeper.
The beeper. He hasn't been on a long time.
Yeah,
see,
yeah,
she has been on a long time.
What about the rhymer guy? I like him.
Oh, that's the doc. No.
Reverend Al.
Reverend Al.
I like him.
Man, I think a cat might have got the beeper lady.
Yeah, well, we hadn't heard from the beeper in a while, but that's okay. You know, we play through the pain.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I
know. So
I never liked painful
beeping.
Too.
I never liked painful. The beeper lady.
You didn't?
No, because it was just beep, 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 beep. You know.
Right, but the thing was
that? One beep, she liked it. Two beeps, she didn't.
I know.
Janet with a T, she gets it.
Yes, and
I'm
no.
I'm telling you, I looked back. She's been here since 2000.
Yeah, I'm
something.
Loyal.
Yeah,
I'm an alumni.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got a special prize for you after the show.
Excellent.
We do?
If you are worthy.
What?
Oh, she is. You're going to get a special prize.
Oh, see, what you do is you hold a carrot in front of them so they'll produce more stuff.
Carrot. Oh, I see.
You need to hold something else.
That's what you do with donkeys.
No, you can take your carrot.
Well, try real hard, Janet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great prize.
It is. It is.
I have a prediction about this game, too.
And we're going to talk about
I want to hear about that.
Yeah, you should get that in
Am
before
I gonna
the
win
game
money
starts
on
so people
game?
Can bet money.
Yeah. Am I going to win money on this game?
Bet on it.
All right, this wasn't part of show prep, but let's go ahead.
So you're not going to win money.
Topic change of music.
Okay.
Let's start the show off with a special prediction about a sporting event taking place tonight so people can place their bets.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the National College Championship game between LSU, number one, and number three, Clemson.
Yep.
And so it was right there.
Oh. I was all impressed.
You were impressed.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Spike, you might want to tell the audience what LSU stands for.
Oh, I love it.
What do you think it stands for?
Yeah. Come on, sports guy.
Use common sense.
Oh, he knows.
Common sense.
He knows.
Yeah, well, I do.
If you don't know sports, you should know what LSU stands for.
Where is this? Where is
Louisiana State
University.
Yes.
Virgo.
That's for the people that don't know out there.
I'm glad you did it because I almost said Tigers.
They are the Tigers.
Yeah, they are the Tigers.
They're both the Tigers. It made it really hard for me to figure this out.
So what we're going to do, we're going to at least go around the room, and we're going to
predictions?
Give our predictions on the LSU Tigers against the Clemson Tigers.
Oh, Dragons so
tonight.
That's
all right, so
easy.
Let's do this. And if you want to play, you can always give us a call, and I'll put you on the board. Or I can
3900 something.
Yeah, 813-699-3900. Oh, so let's do this real quick. PWs,
yes.
LSU or Clemson?
LSU.
LSU. All right, then next in order for that will be the voice of reason.
The Tigers are going to take it.
They're all Tigers.
Pretty sure.
No, LSU are Tigers, not the other.
Yeah, they're both Tigers.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Pick one of the Tigers. The orange ones are the gold ones.
The orange ones.
Whoa, you went with the Clems. All right, Clemson. Bill Smuts.
Clemson is the more talented team, but LSU at home in the New Orleans Superdome.
I don't even care what your pick is anymore.
So who are you going with?
Yeah.
Yellow.
He went with LSU.
LSU. All right, so now Dr. Captain Clark.
Clemson Tigers.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Now the next one, we have to talk to, Monica?
Yeah,
to be clear, this is not a pick. This is who I'm rooting for.
That's who you think is going to win.
I don't know who's going to win, and I don't care. I'm just saying I'm rooting for LSU.
All right.
I don't know if they're going to win.
Good for you.
All right. I'm with you.
Hold on a second. You don't have an explanation like he did?
No. I'm just saying it's a pick. I'm delineating between it's not a pick. I don't know. But I do know I want LSU to win.
There is someone here that does know who's.
And I love her for this. If you guys know, this is radio, but I love the papers with the numbers and the charts, and none of it makes any sense whatsoever at all.
That's
but she's like reading a whole other language right now.
Do you
now.
All know that
my world exactly.
Trevor Lawrence, including his high school career,
oh my God,
has
Johnny
won
has a pick to make.
70 consecutive games, 70-0 in his last 70
wow.
games.
Oh, my damn.
That's amazing. That's a record that'll never be
beat. Either time.
That's a player?
Do you know?
The starting quarterback for Clemson. You know, last year he played in every game. He didn't start the first three or four games. The other guy did, and then he beat him out. They went on to win a national championship as a true freshman. This year they're unbeaten. And his 2 years, he did not lose since, like, his sophomore year in high school.
Wow.
So he's won 70.
Going to a private
None of that matters because she's got the stars on her side.
Yeah, I didn't have that date of birth.
That's not going to change your
70
your
consecutive games for the Libra, October 6, 1999.
Good Lord, you all up in that man grill, ain't you? All right, so now we're going to get a professional
she's consulting
pick.
Her, yeah.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
There's somebody else after me. Is
Yes, I'm picking. While we have,
you know, you're SEC homer. It doesn't matter. You'll pick an SEC. If they were playing the Taliban, you would pick
the
SEC.
Taliban.
Or let's say they were playing.
That went the wrong way.
I meant the wrong way.
Yeah.
I meant the wrong way.
Yeah.
They got a team.
But you know what I meant.
Yes.
I really don't.
Yeah.
October what?
October 6th.
I definitely.
99.
Being a guy of sound mind and body and a sports guy, I will definitely pick the LSU Tigers to win it. And
wow, yeah.
And I'm going to do this. They're going to win by 7.
Seven.
No, seven.
The.
You have heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. I have picked LSU Tigers to win this mother trucker by seven.
By seven? We didn't pick points.
No, because I'm a professional. Points. You guys are.
Oh, I see.
You know, amateurs.
You guys are new at this. All right, so now let's
go. The opposite of
let's get a professional pick. Miss Janice Gialis.
Right up until I heard that guy's date of birth, I would have been really happy with Dabo Swinney because he's a Scorpio.
Oh, and he's smoking hot. That Adam's apple? Oh, yeah.
Get the step in.
Smoking hot.
Oh, man.
Ed, the coach of LSU, is a Leo.
Yeah, Ed Orgeron. Ed Orgeron, go Tigers.
I only that picture guy. Him taking a shit because his voice is like that. All I picture is he's just taking a shit. That voice is like this. He's like constantly but taking a shit.
How does that make you
so when he drops it, he goes, go Tigers.
Yeah, he's like, ugh. Yeah, because he always says go Tigers, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you heard him, you would picture him taking a shit.
And he spells it G-E-A-U.
Yeah, of course.
Go Tigers.
It is Louisiana.
Yeah. Maybe when he flushes, he says go Tigers?
Maybe, yeah.
That wouldn't be good.
No. Poor
right up until
you were Dabo versus Ed Orgeron.
Yeah, between those two, Dabo's the winner.
Okay, that's Clemson.
But Dabo,
that's
Clemson, all right.
The Clemson starting quarterback is the kid who's 70 wins.
Hands down, go Clemson. Absolutely.
Oh, so should you just double down then? So
Yeah. That's
a
twofer. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was LSU.
No.
Like, I love this. I love this because now I was gonna watch anyway, but now I'm like, I gotta see this is gonna happen.
Wait, hold on a second.
I got all faith in this girl.
Janet.
So come reason with
Janet.
Me for a moment. Yeah.
Janet.
Yes.
Yeah. You use all your astronautical stuff.
Yes.
To come up with
astronautical as opposed to cornucopia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know, he gets that one right.
Astronautical.
Yeah.
You speak Spike, don't you?
I do speak Spike.
Done. So, see, y'all miss. We could have been.
Did he just say astronostral?
Yeah.
I feel like you just said astronostral.
But we'd have been so past that if y'all all.
Of course.
If you would speak correctly, we would so not even say anything about it.
Astronostical?
Ass to mouth. Oh, no, ass to nostril.
Ass to mouth. Oh, wow, okay.
I keep trying to just, you know, win awards on this
Doesn't
show.
Doesn't a woman even have astronosticals?
I've been astronostral before.
Oh, you have? Mm-hmm. Well, party. I want to party with you, cowgirl.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
All right, so you use all your astronostical picks and knowledge.
Yes.
You just close the book and pick Clemson because of what?
Well, she already
No. I was going with Clemson to start out with based on Dabo's date of birth, being a Scorpio.
Yeah, okay, that's the Clemson.
And the moon's in Virgo tonight, and that Ed, I don't even can't pronounce his last name.
Orgeron.
He's a Leo.
Cocho is
what they call him. Squares that sign, so I don't think he's going to be happy. This is my Cochoscope. Because I've learned that your Cochoscope. When you make predictions, you want to. There's 22 guys on a football team. Yeah. You know, the quarterback can have a great day, and the kicker can have a horrible day, and they end up losing the game.
Yeah.
And so I learned as a coach, but I've been coaching for years, that at the end of the game, if I'm happy, my team won.
Yeah.
If I'm sad, my team lost.
So you go back and look. That makes sense.
But you don't use your synostical powers to predict what's the outcome?
Yes.
You just forget the word you just made up?
Yes.
She just said, okay.
Was it obvious?
Let me translate to Spike.
She was saying
she was going to pick Clemson, and then she found out about this quarterback, and then he ended up being, okay, Clemson's going to win. So that's two Clemson's going to win.
Yeah.
So Clemson's going to win.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I tried to dumb it down for you, dude. If you can't get that, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I
did. That's even better than mansplaining.
But my thing.
I'm monosplained.
Yeah, really, monosplained. My thing is that you have powers.
No,
none of these flying illegal riff-raff and shipping containers
have. I can just read this book.
Right.
I can just read that book.
Listen to this word right here. None one of us can read that book.
No.
So that's the power that you have. You can open up that book or
you
your handwriting.
You have the power.
You can read the fact that X is going to do Y or Y is going to do X. But you
what
just
am I gonna do?
You
can you look in the book for that?
You forego all your powers to just say Clemson.
No, I genuinely looked at these two coaches' dates of birth.
Did
and
you
the
just
coach
say
that is
yes,
the happiest
I just said
at
that.
The end of the game is Dabo Swinney.
Those are her powers.
She just said that Dabo Sweeney, according to the charts, was going to win. And then when he told her the quarterback Clemson's birthday date
was 20,000
wins, she looked at her book for that, and she was like, okay, he's going to win.
Because
so now
I thought when he said that, I thought he was talking about the LSU quarterback. And I was like, oh, no, I didn't even look at that guy because that's a great day. He's a really happy guy.
All right, let me mess up. Well, let me mess up your stars.
Let's look at that.
Mess up your stars right now. The coach for LSU is a Leo.
Yes.
And you are a Leo. Is a Leo. So isn't that like au fond quoi?
Losers.
I don't know that you would win a game if you played tonight.
Au fond quoi.
Not even you. Not even you, Spike.
All right. Now, if we want to look at the quarterback too, December 10th.
We don't.
96.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's the LSU quarterback.
Can we just get to like money and sex? That's really all anybody ever asks you about, right? I mean, seriously, I can guarantee you that.
Paid and laid.
Yeah.
Paid and laid.
I would like to say it doesn't really matter who wins or loses. As long as they both try their best.
Oh, bullshit. It matters.
Shut up.
Yeah, really.
No, it's as long as they try their best. That's what really matters.
Listen, right. I have a second place state championship.
And you still
ring
think
and
he's the reason
it.
We're
yeah,
all here.
That's right. Softball coach.
LSU might even try harder than Clemson, which makes them winners in my book.
Wow, good thing we're not betting on that.
Jesus.
Good God, I love him. All right, so
here's the executive decision on the Spike on the Mike show. It's the LSU Tigers.
Here's the total. Out of the seven voices who
entered
their concerns and their picks.
Right.
So, well, seven picks and suggestions. LSU has four.
Well, I'll change my vote to Clemson now.
Clemson has three.
Yeah. You now Clemson's four and LSU's three.
Yeah, it is Clemson four to LSU three. So make your executive
Actually,
decision.
It's now five.
Are you going to pee?
Yes.
Didn't I tell y'all to go pee before the show starts?
Nice.
Clark picked Clemson.
Yeah, Clark did.
I love that woman.
You went orange.
Clemson?
Yep.
Clemson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
LSU.
What was Monica's?
LSU. I said I'm not picking. Yep. That's who I'm rooting for.
So those three.
You picked them.
And then you
I don't
three.
Know if they're going
to So I'll change as a swing vote. I'll go to Clemson.
So that means
just so I can see how the executive decision goes when the show actually picked 4-3.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So now listen, I need some.
Let's just go with LSU.
All right, LSU. Listen.
To hell with him.
We're going to go ahead and make it a decision.
Yeah.
Who's going to win the game?
Right. And it's LSU.
Did I say seven?
Yeah.
LSU will win by seven.
Here's the funny. If we want to put this and relay it to real life. Essentially, Spike on the Mic is not on the jury. He is the judge. And even when the jury outvotes the judge still says,
it's jury, my way or the highway.
Yeah. After all, this is America.
This is America. Yes. That is exactly what. And for those who have never listened to the Spike on the Mic show before, this is exactly why it's an award-winning show. Because
we are America.
Award-deserving. Well, did win an award. Yeah. You did win an award. But
you can't lose it. That's like McDonald's. They say they serve a million people or 100 million people or five people. And then they serve the sixth person. They don't change the
moniker. They don't change it.
But it says over a billion served.
Right.
So that's never going to go under.
They did that?
Okay.
Yeah. They used to say 100 million sold, and then they would never change the thing. You're
good,
missing the point.
Good, wholesome, clean food you can count on.
All right. We've had over eight people on this show at one time.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what we're talking about, but let's go ahead and we'll wait and see. People on pins and needles.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But you give us a call and tell what you want.
Do we have a second until she gets back? Because I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, please.
I have a legit. And then since I'm right now, when Janet's here, she'll be the other one. I'm the only female at the table.
You're the only. Hold on. Let me get this right. X chromosome.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dudes here. I have a legitimate question.
Okay. All right, wait.
You're just wrong now.
What is hotter? What is hotter? And Janet can answer. She has an opinion. Everybody does.
What is hotter?
What is hotter? Under butt or under boob? Because I have an affinity for underbutt. Like when the butt's hanging out of the
underbutt?
Shorts. What's underbutt? When it's like under boob, when the boobs are hanging out underneath the bra a little bit or the bathing suit. Underbutt that's hanging out of the shorts a little bit.
As that's
like,
totally me.
It's way hotter. It's way hotter than underbutt. Thank you. I'm with you. I'm in his boat.
Yes.
Boys? Yeah.
Depends on the boob and the butt.
Oh, no. Come on.
Just pick one, stupid.
Yeah. Serious. I'm a butt.
Yeah.
Underbutt is hot.
Doing the butt.
It is.
Yeah, I got to go with the B word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butt.
Wait.
Whatever one has the most personality and makes best conversation.
Boner killer.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
You and Schmatz just go over and do your thing over there.
Great personality. Yeah.
I suggest once you line up a couple people here, and I'll tell you.
I'll do it in a heartbeat. That's hot.
Okay, we can look at the hilt.
The girl with the sash? Under butt hotness.
Yeah, yo.
Yes. It's her birthday. You should go
but
up.
But the girl is helping us.
Yeah.
Got all that.
All that. And more.
Under butt is just hotter than under boob. Right. I don't know why.
A lot of it has to do with how much skin contact there is below either one.
What do you mean?
What?
If it's touching the skin?
Yeah. Like, is there like, can you put a silver dollar in there?
Stay there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Wait, what's good? If it falls out? I think it's better if it falls out.
Yeah, I think
it's better if it falls out.
Probably better if you have to lick it first and then stick it on.
It really shouldn't be a flap.
That's not what we're talking about. Before you stick it. All right. I just had that question before you.
I like it.
Listen,
this train, here's the track. It stays on it. All right, so let's do topic change of music.
Oh, there's another topic. And this is it on the Spike on the Mic Show.
I like to call this topic, you can't pick what you want.
You can't pick what you want.
You can't always pick what you want.
What's the real words there? You can't always have what you want?
Can't always get what you want.
Oh, okay, have, get. Yeah.
Can I pick my ass?
What?
No. This is a topic here.
We're talking about
what is the topic?
You can't always get what you want.
Just pick.
Okay.
Oh, you can't always pick what you want.
But if you try sometimes...
You can always
pick real deep.
You pick what you need.
Yeah.
Oh, my damn.
You can always pick what you want.
You've lost control of the show.
Yeah,
you realize that.
Did he ever really have
it? That's Janet. How the guy at LSU is going to feel.
Yeah.
Listen, I need you to maybe do some astronomical stuff.
Astronomical.
Or just hear me out. There's a cat named Michael Wade Nance.
Serial killer.
He's a bad dude. You know him?
Yeah. Three names.
Yeah. Well, three names. Killer. He's probably short.
But anybody with a middle name has three
definitely
names.
He's definitely short.
I knew he was short.
He's in prison. He's on death row. He has a medical term for short veins, small veins.
Oh, yeah.
He has small veins. All right.
You mean like varicose veins?
That's a common problem.
Yeah, it is.
In his penis?
No, I don't. They in,
no, those
in
are
his body.
Everywhere. They just can't. They can't put the needle into his arm.
Right. So he's on death row, and now they're going to give him the lethal injection.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So he can't get a hit.
Right.
That is
so
what you're saying.
He petitioned to the courts to say, you know, I don't want to go through this pain of y'all poking and stoking me.
Let me hit myself.
Cruel and unusual.
Because I know how to do it.
So I want to do the firing squad.
Yeah.
So
I say
now,
let him.
My question to the legal riffraff and the
junkies
containers,
know how to get it.
And they're saying that if you were the Supreme Court, not one of them courts, not Supreme Court, has already made a ruling on this.
Right.
And they haven't made a ruling. But he's petitioning to them, because this is excruciating pain.
Cruel and unusual.
Unusual punishment. I want the firing squad. Now, if you were an exciting person. How would you judge on that? Now, I'll start out with you, Miss Janet.
Oh, I definitely take the firing squad hands down over.
You would agree with him. You would let him pick his choice of execution.
Sure.
All right, Monica's?
I think he's lost his rights to choose anything. I'm not taking orders from somebody on death row. However, cruel and unusual is wrong if he's got a vein. He doesn't get to pick the alternate way to die. They do, but they don't. They shouldn't. It's cruel and unusual if they try to stick him. But he doesn't get to dictate. Why are we listening to the guy who's about to die? I'm telling you what.
Because you also the last guy gets to eat a last meal.
Eat all the McRibs you want. I'm telling you how you're going to die.
I want a lobster.
I would never pick McRib as my last meal.
Oh, I totally
really? Oh yeah. What if it's just out of season?
But I want like 75.
Yeah. You got to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really.
Oh,
that was what I do. Yeah. Really. Yeah.
I could have delayed that
strategy.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark, how do you rule on this?
Whatever gets the job done. I mean, as long as the sentence is carried out.
No, but they both will. But one is shooting in the head and one is shooting in the arm.
Yeah, if he wants to be shot in the head, and then let him pick it. As long as it winds up with the same result, I don't care what method they use.
You know, he's got a big jugular vein, too. I mean, that's a pretty easy one to hit right here.
I wouldn't choose that myself, but I mean.
This set a precedence of, okay, and the next guy's like, you know what? I don't want to do it this way. I want to do it that way. Let's just. Yeah. I'm telling you how you're dying.
Who cares?
And
Because the housing authorities should have the last say.
Housing authorities?
This person is a criminal.
Listen, he sent the death. What difference does it make?
Wait a minute.
Voice of
reason. He didn't pay his rent?
You can't, because it would ultimately.
You can't what?
You can't let them choose, because ultimately it would encourage murder.
No.
I want to die. I want to be killed by a jealous husband at the age of 98.
All right, that's a good thing.
He wanted to come home while you're in bed with his wife.
What will you be doing?
Coming and going.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Oh, the only way I can make that happen is I have to kill somebody.
Yeah.
No, they can't choose. They can't choose.
All right, cool. PWs?
I think. Oh, there's more?
That's it?
That's it, I think. Yeah.
All right. Smart.
Therefore, I am.
Yeah.
As with every legal question on the Spike and the Mike show, there is laws by each state. Firing squad is actually an option in a couple of states.
Utah, right?
Utah is hanging, I think, as well. Hanging.
No, it's not 1865.
No. It's state laws. There are state laws that dictate. Florida is electric chair.
Like, they can be changed, though. The law.
Colorado is
in Georgia.
Is firing
Texas,
squad.
This is in Georgia.
All right, Texas is by injection. There are some states that don't have that. So I don't know. In Georgia, I don't know what the laws are.
He's in Georgia?
If it's that's where he just said. This is in Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, but it could be anywhere.
Gwyneth Paltrow County.
Without
that's Gwyneth probably, Paltrow County.
Yeah, it's probably in
wow.
Hey, do you have his birthday? I feel like we have an awesome resource right here that we are underutilizing. How do we transfer this into an astrology situation?
Where does he die?
Okay, if I was bring the show to a crashing halt.
Why?
If I look up his stuff.
Yeah. No, he needs to keep that stuff on his screen.
Yeah, I need to keep the show moving.
The most humane execution method is the guillotine. It's just about instant.
Yeah, it's fast.
It's instant. It's fast. I doubt you ever actually get to feel it.
Yeah, pardon the pun, but what is going through your head when you you're just laying there with your head across there and you know you just don't know when it's going to happen. At some point you just know it. I don't want it. That's psychological torture.
You don't shit your pants.
I don't.
That's the way I want to go.
And looking at Georgia, lethal injection is the only method of execution authorized by statute in the state. So, you know what? Tough luck. You shouldn't have committed the crime.
You should have gone to Utah if
you should have had bigger veins if you're going to do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he's petitioned his lawyer saying that he has severely compromise and small veins, and they're too hard to find.
Right.
Get a big one.
That's cool. You don't have to.
You should have thought of that
before
you injection. Killed that woman.
Lethal injection will cause prolonged and excruciating pain.
Oh, I hope so.
What kind of veins were in the person he killed?
Yeah, I hope so.
Good question.
You don't get the death penalty in Georgia. You had to really mess some people up.
Didn't I tell you? Absolutely. What did I tell you to do?
I don't know.
Pee before the show?
Yeah, really. All right, so you guys, everybody on the show decided that he gets to pick.
Standard.
Utah
standard
is,
execution.
No, I didn't decide that.
Utah is one of only two states to allow death by firing squad.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Utah.
Oh.
Oregon might be the other one.
Yeah, in Oregon.
And
Oregon lets you have the right to
die, Oregon the
too.
Other one, or is it Colorado?
We'll find out.
So Lake City said that he's not going to be in pain too long. In pain long. So
that's
I guess he's saying give him the electrocute. But we are a caller-driven show. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like a fly on sticky paper.
Sticky paper. This is an long time listener, few times caller. This is Philadelphia. What's going on, Mr. Philadelphia? Chuck, how you sticking? Oh, you already told me that.
Already told him that.
I'm telling you, get with the program.
I'm paying attention to you.
I am new to that.
This All right, so Chuck, I love you, Chuck. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, P-Dub, man, I love you too. Did Spike give you my message today?
Yes, he did.
All right. So,
You know what? I heard the most incredible thing the other day about something about the Game Day Metric Tour. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, this past summer we didn't do it, but next summer, this coming summer, we are pelting your way.
Oh, nice.
Because Dr. Captain Clark is questioning the validity and the purpose of...
No, we cleared that up. A long time ago.
Yeah, they're going to do it again someday.
I thought we had settled that.
We did settle. I don't know what Spike's talking about. We discussed this on the air quite a long time ago.
Okay, what was the settlement?
That it exists and it's fine. We covered this when we were at the bowling alley.
And it's coming again. Yeah, way back when.
So in reality, it's Spike that's disparaging the Game Day Metric Tour by spreading fake news.
Disparaging the sponsor.
Yep.
And I gave him $2,000.
Whoa!
X-lay.
Wait a minute! I didn't get any of that.
A look behind the curtain.
X-lay on the mounting me.
My bad, Spike. My bad.
Yeah. Serious. All right. Because here's what happened. This is year 2020, and we're playing our commercials, and of course, what's the name of the thing again?
Commercial.
Game Day Metric Tour. Oh, my God, the Game Day Metric Tour.
Game Day
Metric Tour.
What do I sponsor?
A bicycle tour.
A bicycle tour through scenic locations.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Game Day Metrics is part of our advertising, and I was thinking we need to get Phil in promotions and sales to update this because Game Day Metrics has been around, and we need to renew our contract.
Apparently, it's not the only thing that needs to be renewed.
Yeah.
So you're gonna ask me for more money on air, huh?
And, hey, if you gave me $2,000, I wouldn't disparage you.
It's better that he does it here on the air because we never knew about the other stuff.
Yeah. Plus, to be fair, the ads did run even when the tour wasn't running.
I know. Yeah.
Yes. So, exactly.
Okay. Touche.
All right. Chuck.
I hope
we have the award-winning prognostications, Janet's the Star Gallus. Oh, yeah. On the show. Yeah. So, just out of curiosity, when is your birthday? Just the month? Hey, Janice, if you need You need a month, month and a day?
Oh, go for
yeah,
the
yeah,
whole
yeah.
Thing.
What's his
name?
Go
ahead. Ask him. Now?
What's your month and day?
10/12.
Oh, it's a caller?
You're a Libra.
That's right.
Yeah, Bill Smalls is a Libra, too.
Oh, yeah, give me more than that.
He had no way of knowing that.
Sorry.
Is this going to be a good week for him?
Actually, I can tell you, I think that you're probably likely to remodel your house, refurbish your house, or even purchase a home, even if you're not planning on living there this year.
Where are you going to live?
Wow.
Hey, now, you know what? Spike, all the other people you have on your air, I don't believe them, but she is right on point. I do plan on moving this year.
Oh, see? I'm telling you now. How about that, non-believing Virgo?
Woo! That's true.
Oh, man. That's true. I am scared.
Okay.
Oh, don't be scared. It's a good thing.
Oh, she's saying it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. And it's a bigger house. It's a concrete house. It's a very well-built house.
Yeah.
Not like a trailer or anything like that.
Hey, Spike, that sounds like jail to me.
house, really.
Concrete.
That
might
be it.
Bigger,
concrete.
No white picket fence.
There'll probably be a picket fence.
No, yeah.
Okay, so Chuck, ask her about sex and money. You have to ask, officially.
Am I going to get any more money this year?
I think you'll have enough money to buy a really nice house.
Yay.
Okay. You have a really nice house, you can certainly find some...
Sex.
Yes.
You can say that.
Yeah.
You're a grown-ass woman.
That's right. Chicks dig rich boys.
Yeah.
We do. We dig it.
People in Lake City are listening. Mm. You know, I'm a church-born person.
Oh, yeah.
You're Lake City?
No. He is...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Slater.
What did you just call her? A hoe?
Yeah, really? No, he's from Philadelphia. This is where we are, right?
Oh.
Right.
I thought he said he was in Lake City.
No. One of our listeners.
No, he was apologizing to someone in Lake City.
Lake City. Right. I'm sorry. I was confused. Yeah. Yes.
All right, well, listen.
We all are, by the way.
Sound like you got some good information from Janice... Star Gallus.
Or Janet.
I'm happy I called now.
Yeah.
No, really, it's the real deal.
I promise you, Spike is happy you called as well. He's just happy when anybody calls.
Yeah, because we're a caller-driven show.
Yeah, that's what's happening right now.
No, no. I mean, this is, there are a ton of people that call the Spike on the Mic show.
We just don't put them all on the air.
Yeah, we have
right. No, we don't include everyone. Stories.
Yeah. Our phone is blowing up.
You never tell the sponsors that there's no one calling.
I think.
Oh, yeah, the sponsor, radio, not radio. Like, what's his?
You don't even know your own sponsor?
Just the drivers.
Wow. Oh, man. This is the worst $2,000 I've ever spent.
Listen, you got ripped off, my friend.
I love you, Chuck.
Uncle C, can I find Beeper and have Beeper to start calling? Beeper was bothering Dr. Kaplan Clark.
Listening.
No, Clark, I won't do that.
Yeah.
You and
thank
I be
you.
Made up. So
yeah,
I,
we're on good terms.
We're
I don't know what to tell you about the guy whose name is on the banner. But,
Wait, there's a banner?
All right. So Game Day Metrics, is it big things coming for you, right?
Yeah.
Big things are coming now.
Actually, like the big thing, the metrics thing, really takes off next year in 2021.
Oh, I love it.
2021 is when
man,
that happens for you.
All good stuff.
It's like you got to get your home and foundation squared away this year, and then you can go back out and play.
Ah, okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Right, so
I like that.
Let me ask you, Game Day, when the last time you was on a bicycle?
Aha, Saturday.
There you go.
2 days ago, Spike.
Oh, all right. Well, that didn't work. That didn't work out.
And I rode 32 miles.
Nice.
Whoa. That's awesome.
Good. We got it.
How's your taint feel?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Golly.
Well, he's got his cushion
seat.
Doesn't
that make you numb?
Oh, like, yeah. I can't do more than 5 miles.
Once you get over that part, you know.
Once you get over that.
Riding, maybe
the big part.
Really, 32 miles is great for a guy your age.
Hey.
Whoa.
Oh, another
whoa.
Shot.
Whoa. Damn,
he
boys.
Like you.
Serious.
You said anything about
dude,
your
that's
age.
Like going from here to downtown St. Right. Pete.
Jeez,
wow. Boys.
I like Steve with the stain on his shirt.
I just thought I ought to say something.
Yeah, well, great.
Next time you think that.
That's always a good idea.
Ask about the B report.
Yeah, serious.
Not no more.
Yeah, talk to him about the B report.
Well, I'm not going to ask about the B report today.
Well, that's good because they're all gone.
They're all dead. Do it.
They're all dead. They died.
Oh, you're joking.
No, they're gone.
Oh, man, I'm hurt.
That's the reason I said that.
Oh, that nice. You wanted to bring the whole show down.
Yeah, I wanted to bring everybody down with me.
That's a buzzkill.
He put it up there. What happened?
You're going to make it worse.
Rub it in.
They're gone.
The queen died?
They're all gone.
Why your voice got high?
I don't know. Sad.
Oh, man, Steve, I feel bad.
No, we don't.
We can tell you feel bad.
You sound feeling bad.
All right,
before I let you go.
Look, Chuck, as long as you do the best you can on that bicycle, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Steve. I hope you have come back.
All right, so Game Day, before I let you go, give me your predictions on tonight's football game. LSU Tigers or Clemson Tigers?
You know I'm an SEC man. I'm going LSU even though,
I'm with you.
But I'm going LSU tonight.
With you, Chuck.
That's good because we had a even score with 1, 2, 3, 4 Clemsons. And we got 3 LSU, so now it's a push.
Now it's it, yeah.
Because you make the fourth LSU. And are you picking points?
No, this straight up is going to be a pretty good game.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going LSU by 7.
Oh, all right.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah, I got rent money on that.
Oh no.
So when you move,
he's got $2,000 on that. Wonder where he got that from.
I like that.
You'll give me a headache tomorrow.
Yeah, really. So, come on, let's shoot. Dear, all right, my brother. Well, we appreciate you being a part of the show and playing. All right.
Okay. Hey, we gonna recut that.
Check.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
And cocaine.
And if you're listening online, Janet's going to tell us all about Uranus coming up.
Oh, yes. right. So listen in.
All right. Okay, I'll listen.
All right. So long,
okay,
brother.
Guys, you have a good one.
All right, man. All peace all over you.
Okay.
Yeah, we only got like 10 minutes left for Janet.
Oh, okay. Man, that's all I'm trying to say. Take
yeah, let's
mine. Topic.
It's Mona, we
hour?
Are.
It's
we,
just an hour.
We're a caller-driven show.
You had one call.
When are we gonna start doing 2 hours?
We don't have the material. Have you been listening?
I don't even want a full hour of this. I'm actually. I take back my off-air complaints about the intro being too long. Let's keep that longer. We just make it a longer intro. We'll have less of this
and
nonsense.
Like 10 minutes of talk.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
This is the intro.
Yeah. All right. So.
How am I sticking?
We have 10 minutes. We got to go around the world, all 12 of them things, right?
Oh. No.
There are 12 signs.
Okay,
yes,
but Janet can do this because I listened to her on 98 Rock, where she like does like a whole, all the whole entire thing.
Speaking of which,
within like 5 minutes.
Yeah, where can we hear you?
Yes.
98 Rock on Mondays.
Okay. On Mondays.
Yeah. Monday is a whole 24 days.
Yeah, I love hours. Mondays. My favorite day to work. And
what
that
time?
Way I from 6:30 in the morning until 9:30.
Oh.
It's a long show.
You get spread out all over.
I do, and they let me talk about anything I want. And we do a lot of sports talk because I love.
Unlike here.
I love sports.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And you guys let me say whatever I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
I came from a place where I was not allowed to say anything I wanted, and it was... I had a
it
hard
was torture.
Time with
that.
Even when we talked rude. About Uranus?
No, I can do it on your show, and yeah. you left. They got stuck yeah. with...
Yeah.
All right. So let's
because
go ahead,
also
let's,
we wanted to talk
you
about
don't
Uranus.
Know how long he was
dying.
He was waiting to talk about his
that
anus.
That was the name
you
of
know
my
what,
segment.
Though?
The name of my segment was "What's Up with Uranus?"
Yeah.
Love it. And I love it so much. And I was also equally waiting. I wanted him to say that as well because
really?
It's
yeah.
Uranus is funny. It just
it is.
And
damn
if I recall correctly, when you were on this, I can say 10-10 because that's what it was.
Sure.
Didn't you say Uranus?
Yes, we astrologers don't want to say Uranus because it makes people laugh.
Right.
So we call it Uranus.
Uranus.
And I'm going to laugh even harder at Uranus.
Because it's Uranus.
Everybody it is
laughs.
Uranus.
Yeah,
because
we don't call it tennis.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
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 Uranus
okay
and tennis
Uranus.
Together.
All right, so can you give me the 12, is it 12 of them, Jinx?
The signs? 12. The 12
yeah.
signs?
The 12 signs.
Yeah.
And I actually then could
probably
what everybody.
I can do is Jupiter goes through a sign in a
Sagittarian?
And it, yes.
Dornicopian?
Yeah, really.
Right. Rinicicio?
Right.
And Calimus.
There you go.
And which one is the scale upon us?
Libra.
Yeah, all right, go.
That's the scale. So Jupiter goes through a sign for Uranus where you have luck and abundance, where you can expand things. So I think people need to know where that is. So for Aries... awfully rude.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
He's not hilarious.
Sorry,
for Aries,
my
there's
anus.
Professional yeah. success for them. It's oh, well. They get the promotion, they get the increase, the raise, the
oh, that's
the
big, Schmatz?
Hey,
no, Aries.
Aries, that runs from
Aries.
March
we talked, we'll start with Aries because it's technically the first sign of the zodiac.
So March 20th to April 19th. So they have a lot of professional success this year. Best year than professionally in 12 years.
All right.
For Tauruses, contracts go well, legal papers, negotiations, college. Mm. Important matters at a distance all go very favorably for the Taurus this year. For Geminis, they're in the
that's
money.
Him. Oh!
Wow!
In the money.
Finally!
We found out there's $2,000 somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Somewhere
no, right. no.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, can you... I got to
speak. Hey, you told him it was $150.
Can you delete that out? Can you
yeah.
delete
that? That'll be a piece of that for
hold
you.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Delete that part out of the show.
Right? I will, but I will be calling Chuck in the morning.
But really, yeah. it's the best financial position in like eight or 9 years.
Yay!
So that's good news.
I'm so happy for you.
For Cancers, it's with partnerships, intimate one-to-one relationships. If they're single, God, they finally find somebody to corral into marrying them.
Smash.
That works really well.
Yeah, really.
For Leos, it's about a better job opportunity.
Uh-oh.
So no more Spike on the Mic show?
No, there's a Spike on the Mic show, but there's more. There's some obstacle that had been in Spike's way that came out of their way.
You can't cage a cage tiger.
No.
There was 2,000 more than
yes.
Yeah.
You guys can't see it,
a good opportunity professionally.
I could use the Men in Black flashlight.
You know that. No. How about Cancer?
Wait, hold on. Get back to Leo.
She mentioned Cancer.
She's not done yet.
Yeah,
Cancer were partnerships, intimate one-to-one relationships. Their marriages go well. Their
Way
partnerships
pay attention.
Go well.
Oh, God. Yeah, she already did that.
I love my baby.
All right.
Yeah.
So Leo's good.
Leo's work. Best work situation in 10 years.
Done.
Wow.
And they get to expand the work that they did.
Do they like their work?
No.
No. All right.
No, but they can build a good structure there.
Yeah. Fake it.
Virgos, they finally get laid. That's an important thing, being a Virgo.
Wait, does it say what month? Or wait, are we talking about January or
The
like,
whole year. They get the
They're going to be banged all year? All year long.
Now he likes me. Now he's going, I believe in astrology.
Yeah,
hey,
really.
You know what that means
getting
for you?
Getting laid, sign me up. But yeah.
That means butt stuff.
Well, it is
for Libras, it's about home and foundations. They, too, get the opportunity to solidify their home situation.
Yeah.
Mm. Buy a home, even if they're not planning on living there right away.
That's good news.
That's a good thing for investments.
Yeah.
I don't know that now is the right time to buy it because it's the top of the market, but if you run into a good deal, you can make a lot of money on it.
Might be selling a home.
That's very likely.
That's just, like, that's,
if you do, you want to do
it. It's a good thing. Just go with
that. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
For Scorpios, the third house of their day-to-day living, they get the opportunity for short-distance, short-duration travel.
Why is short?
I'm going to Vegas in May.
Yeah.
What else you got?
But you're not going to be there for like a year.
I'm going to be there Thursday through Sunday. So.
Right.
Will she get laid?
We'll have money.
Why was the word short used four times in that description?
Because Monica.
No. Short distance.
See, I knew we were going to run out of time. We need to find out what's going to happen with my money and my banging.
Oh. Banging way more likely.
All right.
With a Virgo.
Whoa. Banging a blast from your past comes back.
Wow.
Oh.
Let's not go there.
Well, it depends on, the blast from your past.
You can't fight the funk.
I feel like you're avoiding the money thing because I feel like it's going to be bad.
No, I don't think the money thing is going to be bad at all, but I think the getting laid thing is more important to a Scorpio.
Well, it is more fun.
Yeah.
But no, I think money goes really
well. Career's going to be all right. Not gonna be.
No, well, and the trouble with that is you make more money, but you also spend more money.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That's okay.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
For Sagittarians, it's time to Sagittarians actually make the most money this year.
Oh.
All right, any Sagittarians on this show?
Well, that'll be Joe Burrow, the LSU quarterback,
number
one overall.
Go to the next one. We don't care. You're not on the show. Go to the next one.
Capricorns. Jameis Winston gets re-signed by the Bucks.
Go to the next one.
Yeah. It's a good year for them personally. And they'd be nuts to absolutely nuts to cut him loose now.
Probably.
Because next year he's a Capricorn. Jupiter's in his sign. He'll have the best year in 12. And it would piss me off. It would be the Bucks.
Maybe he'll get 30-30 again. He's balling when he does that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have sex is all I know.
Yeah, really.
Monica's going to be balling,
really
too.
Really good sex, with someone. with an ex, though. That's weird.
Yeah. And then Scorpio for Aquarians, it's their hopes, goals, and objectives. Are we out of time? Is that what's going on here?
I know. Are you getting played off?
Am I getting played off the stage?
Yeah, really.
Born under a bad sign. Yeah.
I love that one. Yeah. Wasn't that the thing for The Sopranos? Born under a bad sign, wasn't that their music?
Yeah.
I'm going to get laid.
More than once.
Oh, a lot.
Whoa.
That's going to happen.
Soak it all in.
And money, but I'll be spending money. But that's okay. You only live once.
So we'll see.
So you're going to buy somebody.
I might.
I got to tell you something. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy it by the piece.
It better be a big piece.
Now, Janet, you obviously do all this stuff. So if someone didn't quite get their sign or they wanted to find out more, they could always go to
JanetSkialis.com
or
StarGoddesses.com.
It's Janet.
Yeah.
Janet.
So it would be JanetSkialis.
I'm gonna do it.
Seriously, do it. I've known this chick for a very long time, and she's very good. I've always believed everything. Absolutely.
Oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
Hey,
if you want, Spike will have a code for 1% off if you just mention Uranus.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah. I want to apologize.
But you have to say it Uranus.
You have to say Uranus.
I want to apologize
for
not hitting you up more often. But, on the Spike on the Mic show, we just got
so many guests. I'm happy to be here at the beginning of
that's
the year.
That's not true. Then why do I get a text at the last minute every Monday?
Are you still playing softball?
All right, damn that. Let's go.
No, I finally stopped.
All right, she's available more Mondays. Right,
let's go around the room. Let's just go around the room real quick. Wait, what's stuck with you tonight? Voice of reason.
The Tigers are going to win.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark, what's stuck with you tonight?
The word Uranus, I guess, can never be said enough.
All right, Bill Smodge, what's stuck with you?
Monica's real pleased about Uranus and getting banged. Yeah. Any coincidence?
Oh.
Hey, don't judge.
PW, what's stuck with you tonight?
I feel like I have a slightly better chance with Monica.
You do.
You're an anus man.
Yeah.
Done everybody? Oh, voice of reason. What's up with you tonight?
Oh, the Tigers are gonna win.
I don't done that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
I heard that.
Yeah.
Right?
I heard that.
And
you
lovely, talented Monica. Love you for
being here.
And
that I've been forgotten.
What's stuck with you tonight?
I'm going to get laid in 2020. 2020 is my butt stuff year.
Oh,
it don't have to be butt stuff.
I feel like it does.
Oh,
hey, no. Janet.
Like a Scorpio.
Janet, listen.
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to hit you up a lot more.
Please do.
Come on. What's stuck with you tonight?
How much I miss doing the Spike on the Mic show.
Yeah.
Is that,
I love this podcast.
Enough of the ass.
Is that Janet Scalise missing the show? And is that the same Janet Scalise spelled J-A-N-E-T-S-C-I-A-L-E-S?
Okay.
.com?
What's stuck with me tonight is I'm changing your name in my phone. All right?
Okay.
Change your name in my phone. You might be somebody for real.
I'm honored.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic, and we out. Holla back at you. One.
Wow.
It darn well was.
Oh, thank you all you listening and calling.